AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The State Department says Secretary of State Blinken will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping in a bid to ease U.S.-China tensions.
The Monday meeting will wrap up a two-day visit to Beijing aimed at easing soaring tensions. A Blinken-Xi meeting had been expected, but neither side had confirmed it would happen until just before the talks, which are seen as key to the success of the trip. A snub by the Chinese leader would have been a major setback in the effort to restore and maintain communications at senior levels. In meetings between Blinken and senior Chinese officials, the two sides expressed willingness to talk, but showed little inclination to bend on hardened positions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A spate of weekend shootings and violence across the U.S. has killed at least six people, including a Pennsylvania state trooper, and left dozens injured. In Washington state, two people were killed and three injured in a shooting near a campground hosting people attending a nearby music festival.
The Grant County Sheriff's Office says it happened Saturday night near the small city of George. That's 149 miles east of Seattle. Officers pursued the suspect, who was taken into custody. The sheriff's office says the shooting occurred on the campgrounds adjacent to the concert stages. Organizers described the location as an overflow camping area. I'm Julie Walker.
Heat advisories have been issued across much of the southern U.S., triggering thunderstorms that knocked out power to more than 500,000 people in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And Americans across the country are observing the relatively new Juneteenth federal holiday with festivals, parades, cookouts, and other gatherings. This is AP News. The Flash debuts as the box office leader this weekend. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
I completely broke the universe.
A lot of anticipated movies came out this weekend, and The Flash proved to be the biggest draw. It opened with $55 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. The Pixar animated film Elemental opened in second with $29.5 million. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse finishes third in its third weekend of release. Transformers Rise of the Beasts is number four. The Little Mermaid is in fifth place. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
More than 1 million people have been dropped from Medicaid in the past couple of months as some states move swiftly to halt health care coverage following the end of the coronavirus pandemic. Most got dropped for not filling out paperwork. According to information obtained by the Associated Press, about 1.5 million people have been removed from Medicaid in the more than two dozen states that started the process in April or May. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.